Wonderful. That was as cathartic as it always has been and always will be. So, to all of our listeners, you're listening unto WMFO Studio Line. Nope, that's the studio line. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, located in Medford, next to Tufts University, the university in Medford. If you'd like to call in and partake in our roundtable discussion, you can call the number 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. So we were talking about some Tufts-centric topics, but I'd like to expand it outward, a little more global, because that's, you know, how Tufts University wants us to think ultimately. And I'm really intrigued by your perspective, Chad, Mr. Stamworth.
Statham.
I'm sorry, it's really hard for me to pronounce.
That's okay, man, dude, it's all right.
So you purportedly graduated in 1902.
Mm-hmm.
So how has that changed your perspective on say the world as it is right now, with so much of our information, clothing, the way we interact with the world being as global as it is?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is it's just not that different, you know, like things keep changing and we all just keep, it's the same. We are always the same and everything's always the same. Yeah, so, I've been through two changes of the century. Like, you still call it, yeah, of course, it's the same. We call it century. I remember Y2K. I remember Y1.9K. I was didn't make it to 1.8K.
Sure.
I went to college, actually, very late. I went to late start. You said I was 22, but, you know, like, who am I to change things? I was born in 1805.
Really?
So wow. Born and raised, am I right? Yeah. Go ahead.
I haven't consulted the big Tufts archive, but that would mean that you were just shy of 100 years old when you graduated from Tufts University. Do I have the math right?
Please, on a good day.
That's truly exceptional. You might be the oldest graduate of Tufts University.
Oh yeah, young at heart though. Young at heart. Oh,
can we give him a round of applause?
Sit down. No, sit down. Back in your seats, please.
And it's funny that you here have that honor, because Ms. Duth, I do believe you are the youngest to ever graduate from Tufts University.
Yeah, I was gonna make 13 global, when I graduated.
Wow.
And how old are you now?
14.
14. Excellent. Okay.
My gosh.
This makes my history a little strange too, I suppose. We don't need to get into that.
Could you please stop wringing your hands so thoroughly when you say things like that?
I'm sorry. Just after all those conversations about thumbs, I'm appreciating what God gave me.
We bonded over the arts and crafts. I was
bonded.
I was doing a lot of stick work, popsicle sticks specifically. He was caught up on the glitter glue.
Right.
Then that's where we hit it off. It's been a trail since then. We don't speak.
Hmm.
And that's why I'm all caught up with my videoless vlog.
Got it. So at 14, you've started this incredible log. I guess there's no sense in saying the V, but this log that is really progressive pioneering. How did you get that idea? And what
vocal exercises.
Like what? And how? Okay.
Wait. Is there more?
How did those vocal exercises lead you into the
log?
It's
de-stressing. And then I thought I had to share my ideas with everyone to help people.
Mm.
I'm a caring person.
Interesting. Mickey, do you feel like that works well into student affairs?
Let's stop if you talking had... about student affairs, please.
Growing up in East Boston, Mickey Toogood is my name. Tita Student Affairs. And, I did a lot of crafts growing up, you know. My kid brother, Ricky.
Do you guys share the same last name? So it's Ricky Toogood and Mickey Toogood?
Yeah, that's right. What? What's it to you?
I'm just intrigued by naming patterns.
No, it's just the two of us, the couple of Toogoods. Yeah. What's the question?
It sounds like we have someone at the door. Yes.
Hey, is Mickey in there?
Yeah, what's it to you?
It's Sticky. You're almost done yet? The car's running. It's packed in the garage.
Sticky!
Mickey! Yo,
Sticky, Mickey, it's Nikki. Where are you guys?
Nikki, my wife.
Hey, Mickey, I love you, but you can't make me wait like this.
Wait, your wife? My sister? Oy vey, this family.
Hey, this is Vicky.
Tricky,
your mom.
Vicky?
Mom? Shut up, stepdaughter. Get in the car, son. Another son.
Okay.
Anywho, sorry
Bye,
to interrupt. Mickey,
Bye,
wrap it up, okay? If you know what I mean.
student affairs. Oh, Mickey, you're a good guy. Bye.
Okay. Jonathan, can you see them out? Yeah, thank
you. Yeah, sure.
That was... I'm sorry, Mickey, did you have any thoughts that you wanted to wrap up with that?
I lost track of the question. So, no.
And Brady, you, I think, have the most optimistic perspective on maybe in the whole world, or at least in this room.
The whole world is this room. Obviously.
Is optimism proportional to the amount of crying done thus far this conversation?
You know what? You know what? It is a shame that more guys don't express their emotions in an appropriate manner. It's a shame.
I would agree with that, I suppose.
So, Fausto, I was reading up about you before you came on the show.
Oh, dear.
As I tried to do a thought with all of my guests. And I was intrigued that you have used your arts and crafts to pioneer a very special way to teach children about emotional, identifying emotions and ways to communicate them to others. Can you elucidate us on your work?
Well, sure. Thank you for bringing that up. I was inspired by an experience I had at Tufts University with popsicle sticks to go into young children's classrooms and teach them about emotions through popsicle sticks. Now, what is the predominant emotion you feel after eating a popsicle?
Angry.
Everybody, and the other suggestions?
Cat face emoji.
Interesting.
Thumbs up face emoji.
Oh, that's not nice for our host.
Pure terror.
Right.
I feel joy, but okay.
Well, what I discovered was that every kid feels something different after eating a popsicle.
Mm.
And so by eating different popsicles, different color popsicles prescribe different emotions. After you eat 15 popsicles, then how do you feel?
I would feel cold.
Cold.
Other thoughts on how you might feel?
Well, let's run with cold.
Mickey, you've got this weird purple color around your face. Maybe you've had a couple popsicles already tonight?
I'd have to say I would feel ingratiated.
I'm not sure I know what that means, but yes.
Nor do I, but the point is that everyone feels different after eating popsicles.
Uh-huh.
And so you eat a popsicle and you feel an emotion. Kids can understand that.
Sure.
And then I just made me $4 million.
And Brady, that ties into seems like some of your work, you know, an emotional attachment to food.
Yeah. So I run a support group.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Food Lovers Anonymous, FLA. You know, it's not always as sunny and happy as Florida. but yeah, basically we meet twice a week. For 3 hours each time. And these are all folks who just have developed an emotional dependence on certain foods. So it's soufflés for me personally is just really as we discussed, there's, you know, a member of the group who who's really just similar to the popsicle thing. Every time she eats a cronut, she like has to dance, which is.
I thought that group was anonymous and you weren't supposed to reveal these things.
Well, I haven't
on the
said
radio.
Her name. Okay. I haven't said her name. And that's like a pretty. People go crazy when they love when they eat cronuts, probably. So this.
Crazy is one of the emotions that the kids described.
Yeah. And, so I think it's really cool. I think you gotta establish a healthy relationship with food. And it seems like, you know, you're doing that with your popsicle group. So kudos to you. Oh, someone has someone every time they eat a kudos bar, they.
Thank you.
They, you know, spaz. They like have a muscle reaction.
So we're running a little short on time, and I wanted to fit in just maybe a song and then lasting words and a PSA. So, Melanie, since you have the log, I thought, you know, and the voice for radio, that you might really thrive delivering this message. So let's all listen to Melanie Bisdooth.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections.
Mm-hmm. Does it say anything about jaywalking?
When you're jaywalking, you're allowed to get hit.
Ouch.
When you're walking, remember that drivers may not even see you. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't wear camo, okay?
I won't.
Yeah.
Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks. See, because if you're jaywalking, you can get hit, right? Uh-oh. See it? Mm. And obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
The way that you enunciated and emphasized certain words was really, you should deliver all of the PSAs.
Thank you. That's all that my log is.
Wow. That's progressive. Well, the final song we're going to play in honor of our surprise guests, Nikki, Vicky, Sticky, and Ricky Toogood.
That's my family.
So this has been the Around the Horn Corn Maze spectacle with your host, Carter Booverford.
Thank you.
Again, great to have you, Fausto.
Thank you.
Brady Scotchendale.
Yeah, no problem.
Melanie Duth. Chad Statham. And faculty member Mickey Toogood. What's it to you? Toogood. So without further ado, here's the song Toogood featuring Rihanna by Drake.
Ooh.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night I got high as the expectations. Last night I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted.
I just don't understand it. always you put you. Always you put. Always you put you. I just don't want you. You take my love granted, granted.
She wouldn't dance with another.
Thank you. Take a little time and we'll leave it all This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Music coming in my ears, in my ears. And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. How many boys are crazy? How many boys are raw? How many boys are riding? Freeform and Educational Radio.
I don't know. beautiful. Far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beauty valor, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Yeah.
yeah.